I'm inside the castle. I'm inside Windsor Castle. It's pretty amazing, really. I can hear bagpipes in the background. I don't know where they're coming from. We're not far from the flight path, so there's always the airliner flying over. I'm stood in a strange semicircular, I guess it can't be a quadrangle, but grouping of houses, the oldest cottages I've probably ever seen. If you think how old this place is, and behind me there's a massive chapel, cathedral sized almost, but it's called a chapel, I think. I don't know, it's just mind-blowing when you think of the history, 14th century, whatever, and the houses here. Ancient, absolutely ancient, people living in them, people working. It looks like they're shutting things down. Luckily, I have a kind of access all areas pass because of the work that I'm doing here with the UK Council. UK Council? Let me correct that. UK Youth. Massive charity. Just had the pleasure of talking to Nigel Mansell. I'll probably throw the audio into Audioboo because I was... I'm here to kind of shoot video, so I grabbed a little bit of video on my compact stills camera, which looked pretty good. But yeah, Nigel Mansell, nice guy. I got a couple of questions sourced from Twitter, talk about this big bike ride he's doing, and Solar Bay Steve said, ask him about Formula One and its carbon footprint, so I did. And he was very obliging to answer. He goes, this is going to get me into trouble, but this is what I think. And I guess looking from the inside out, that's somebody putting a big private chain up so that people don't go where I've just come out of. I hope I can get back in. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, you look at all these cars blasting around the track and all the flights that have to be done to see that this sport takes place, and I could quite easily see why people would be very upset and call it a complete waste of time. But, you know, on and off camera, Nigel was talking about some of the advances in technology and, in fact, engine design, which have come out of Formula One. He also talked about how there's an incredible amount of work and business and kind of money that revolves around this, and it's going to good people most of the time. Some really interesting points. So I didn't, you know, it was kind of nice to get his take. He's still meant to be the top racing driver of all time. All the conversations I'm having here are really inspirational. There are some forgers of minds, some people entrusted with the work to enable, you know, our youth, the future generation, to, I guess, be empowered to think for themselves, to make decisions informedly, you know, just to have that little bit of confidence that's needed to say, yes, this is what I want, this is what I want to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. Those kind of life skills, this is what we're talking about here. How do we get those life skills? Here comes another plane. Very strange to see such a large hunk of technology flying over almost gothic spiky chapel. Incredible. I'll probably photograph the chapel. There won't be a plane over it when I do, but picture it there. Bit of guard changing going on behind me. Two guys look like SA-80s over their shoulders. Might hear their feet clippity-clopping. Well, there's another one behind me with bayonets in the end. Hope I'm not in a walk path. Interesting long blue trench coats. I used to have one of those, but I'm sure it was German army. Where am I again? Yeah, I'm in Windsor Castle. Beautiful. A few tourists that are in the not-so-private area that I am, just walking through, and on the way out, looks like things might be closing down for the day. The light is definitely going. Which reminds me, more videos to do. What a brilliant place to be working, and what a brilliant conversation to be a part of. I must apologise if I have been spamming the timeline with the hashtag UK Youth, but I think this is really important, and although I might not be tweeting the most intellectual, educational and inspirational tweets, I hope I'm linking to some content which will inspire and inform. Brilliant. I'm feeling quite enriched. Speak to you later. Oh, later on I'm hoping to be having some dinner with Princess Anne. Just thought I'd throw that in. If they let me in. Right, talk to you later.